Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Not satisfied with solving the mysteries of the warlords of northern China and the pirates of the Java Seas, Jungle Jim Bradley has all but consented to start out on a new adventure in the Paguan Islands. Major Breeze of the United States Army Intelligence Division was commissioned to get Jungle Jim's favorable answer, regardless of what it cost or how he did it. The decision seems to be resting on the results of a panther hunt now in preparation. The natives have gathered, and the hunt is about to start. If it is successful, Jim has announced he will consider it a good omen and immediately set out on the new adventure. If something happens, he may deem it a bad omen. As our scene opens, Little is talking to Major Breeze. Jim is not out yet. Kolo is down with the natives, checking the drums with the beaters.
A perfect cutter for the hunt.
Perfect. And that breeze, if we can keep up wind.
The natives seem anxious for the beat.
That's a fascinating thing, this gigantic human net closing in on this tom-tom-maddened animal.
I once saw a panther turn on a native in the Paguan Islands and tear him to pieces.
I've never been on a hunt in the islands.
You will be on one soon.
It's Jungle Jim. But not for panthers.
For something more dangerous than a panther.
What's he like, this fellow you wanted to get?
Well, he's an American. One of the smoothest criminals on record. Been on the island for years. Won the confidence of many of the businessmen, most of the government officials, and nearly all of the chiefs of the inland tribes.
He must be smooth.
He plans to make no move until the United States has released control of the island. Then, with a quick coup, he plans to take them over.
And he doesn't even know he's being watched.
I'm hardly that optimistic. In fact, a strange thing happened coming up on the boat from Singapore.
When you were coming here to talk to Jim?
Yeah. I made the acquaintance of a half-caste fellow on deck. There were only a couple who could speak English.
You didn't tell him where you were going?
No, hardly. I think he knew, though.
He knew?
Yeah. We'd only talked a few minutes when he casually began to talk of a Jim Bradley who was quite notorious in these parts.
Well, lots of folks do that. Jim is the chief topic of conversation around Singapore.
Now, I took that into consideration. A fellow persisted. He told some cock and bull story about overhearing a conversation in a cafe in Singapore in which two men mentioned that Jim Bradley was going on a new expedition.
They're always doing that. Like in your Hollywood, someone is always getting a new wife, whether he is or not.
Well, I didn't get worked up about it until this chap offered to make a notation in my notebook of a good place to hunt. When I read what he had written, well, wait a minute. I still have the page.
It all sounds rather strange, doesn't it?
Read that.
You'll find your man, Jungle Jim Bradley, 70 miles up the Old River Trail. But please remember, you are sending him on a dangerous mission. You mean this was in? He wrote this?
Well, that's his writing. The native hand might be Paguan.
Didn't you try to find him?
Of course. He disappeared in the darkness, and I tried to get the captain to help me locate him. But you know these coast boats, everything is so vague. And the captain, I couldn't get any help without explaining what and why and... Well, I thought I'd find him myself in the morning.
Did you?
No. The boat put in a little town during the night to discharge some cargo. Several passengers got off. He must have been one. I didn't hear from him again.
That's too bad. That man knew something.
He was a tool of someone higher up.
Looks like a hunt is on.
Where's Jim?
No, this note reminds me of the tom-tom beat of a native.
I don't follow you.
This is one of a great net the enemy in the Paguan Islands must have sent out to encircle Jim. Just like we're going to trap this panther.
Yes, the difference is these tom-tom beats scare the panther into the open.
This note will keep Jim in the jungle. That's right. I think, Major Breeze, when this little panther hunt is over, Jim is going to start on a hunt that will make history.
And as Major Breeze and Lil talk, Kolo and Jungle Jim complete plans for the panther hunt.
Tell them to cut out the drums, Kolo.
Hola, Puyawa, cut off.
Hola,
Puyawa. All set?
Natives all set for panther hunt. Good drums make good beats.
Fine. You want to catch this, Kitty Kolo? I want it to be a good omen for our venture.
Hunt be good omen.
Oh, tell me, Kolo. Why did you run out of the tent so fast this morning?
Kolo want see something. Juan Jim, forgive Kolo, please.
You weren't by any chance wondering what the peculiar flashes from the west were you?
Juan Jim, see flashes, huh?
I happened to be sitting facing the west of the camp.
And every little while, I could see a bright flash against the tent wall. Did you see that?
Kolo not see flash, Missy Lil see.
Yes, I thought you did. But what did you see? What were you after?
Kolo see shadow against tent wall.
Who was it?
Missy Lil say shadow only post.
It wasn't a post. Who was it?
Kolo not know. Twan Jim see. Kolo think he only see one.
See what?
Shadow.
All right. Whose shadow was it, Kolo?
Kolo not sure, but think maybe shadow of Major Breeze's servant.
Major Breeze's servant? Eavesdropping. Why should he be listening? What would our conversation mean to him?
Kolo just watch. Let Twan Jim figure out.
Well, it looks like maybe our adventure is already starting. Okay, Kolo. You get the native. And tell them to form the great circle. When I give the signal, we start the beat. When you hear two shots, that means close in fast for the kill.
Two shots mean close in fast. Kolo, take care.
So Jim knew all the time that things were happening all around him. He saw the mysterious flashes from Torch Hill. Maybe they were heliograph messages. But who would receive them? How many suspicions concerning Major Breeze's servant will be borne out? Is he in the pay of the ambitious traitor in the Paguan Island? Meanwhile, on the edge of the camp, the natives start into the great fan that will shortly close together to form a circle.
Now listen, everybody. Kolo will take charge of the native beater. They will converge and drive the panther into the opening of the waterhole. Don't start the drum until the circle is closed. And start them softly, and then build them up. At two shots, close in.
I think it will stay together.
Yes, Major. You and Lil and I will approach the clearing from this side. And according to my calculation, the panther will be coming toward us when the kill is made.
Don't wait on me to shoot. I'm going along for the fun, but I only shoot as emergency.
What's the matter, Lil? You didn't lose your nerve.
Well, that's no way to talk.
Don't worry. I had my first shot on that tiger, and I bungled it. This time is your first shot, Major.
The first to locate the panther shoots. Now, is everybody ready? Okay, Kolo. Start the native. When I give you the signal, we start the big beat.
Kolo, I'm just wondering...
You call me Missy Lil.
Yes, we can talk as we walk along. Go ahead, start the native.
Hello, all. Hello, Shimalawa Java. Hello, Mamiyo. Hello, Polly, Polly.
Kolo, I was talking to Major Breeze.
One Jim talked to Kolo.
What did he say?
He see all Missy Lil and Kolo see.
On the hill.
And shadow on tent wall.
Well, wasn't he going to do anything about it?
He not say. Kolo think Twan Jim do plenty all right.
Well, this major dropped an idea to himself. Someone on the boat he took up from Singapore was on to his game.
He tell us everything very secret.
I know. That's why I was interested to hear someone on the boat seem to have a pretty good idea of what was going on.
Maybe his servant.
No, it was someone else. It just occurred to me that whoever it was may be the one who sent those heliograph messages.
Who get them?
Don't you see, Kolo? The shadow.
Kolo go see. Kolo follow shadow.
Okay, Kolo. Tell him to close in and start the beat. He's a great panther track.
And so at the sight of fresh panther tracks, the great fan of natives with their great skin-covered drums gradually converge into an even smaller circle, driving the terror-stricken panther toward the open ground near the waterhole.
Well, how do you like it, Major?
Very exciting. At what point do you expect the panther?
Nobody knows.
Look!
Just a wild boar running through the tall grass.
Yeah, this is quite like the adventure you're about to accept, never knowing from what source our enemy may appear.
Look! Look at those grasses!
Another wild boar, Lil. These beasts drive every animal before them.
It would make little difference if we did get the wrong animal here. But in the job I'm asking you to take on, there could be no mistake.
Jungle Jim makes no mistake.
I hope not. If the undertaking of our plan depends upon the success of this hunt.
Anyway, we'll hope this is a good omen.
Jim, Kolo says you know about the light signals on Fort Hill.
Yes, the Major doesn't know. Do you, Major?
Do I what?
Know the sun messages we've been watching on Torch Hill.
What are you talking about?
We think there's a heliograph concealed on that hill ahead.
For what purpose?
Well, we're not sure. Obviously, to communicate with someone in this camp. But which one, we have
a heliograph. The man we're going to talk find in the Paguan Islands has been known to use that method of communication between his tribe and the island.
Coincidence? It looks pretty obvious to me.
You mean someone in his interest is here?
Remember what you told me a few minutes ago about talking with someone on your boat?
Well, he isn't here with us. Surely none of your natives could be in on this.
Where's your man, sir, the Major?
Why, he's with us just a minute ago. Do you think he has anything to do with it?
We all know.
Well, I certainly don't want to defend him, but he's been very valuable to me, and after all, being absent at this particular moment is hardly... Where is your servant?
Kolo.
Yes.
Wherever your man is, Major, Kolo is not far behind.
Your Hindu Kolo is trailing my man?
That's right, Major. While we're stalking a panther, Kolo is after a big game.
I don't like the look of it.
Don't worry. What we need now is a good omen, a successful hunt. And then no matter who or what we run up against, Jungle Jim will help the United States government get its man on the Paguan Islands.
Jim, that's the panther scream. Have we signaled to close in?
Okay, Lil, let it go.
Beating jungle drums converging on a terrified panther, snarling and screaming and running frantically to get away from this ever-approaching din. A jungle beat to drive the panther into the open. Kolo plays a different game, stalking this manservant of Major Breeze as he stealthily makes his way through the jungle undergrowth. Can it be that the enemy of the government in the Paguan Islands has been clever enough to plant a spy in the safari of Major Breeze? Is this the real explanation of the flashing signals from the hill? These are questions to be answered in the next episode of Jungle Jim. We interrupt this program to bring you an important announcement. Thundering out of the west today to the rhythmic beat of horse hooves, pierced by the cry of Hi-Ho Silver, rides one of the most colorful adventurers of all time. Yes, it's the Lone Ranger, fresh from his record-breaking triumph of screen and radio. The Lone Ranger rides again, this time across the comic pages of your favorite Hearst newspaper. King Features are proud to announce the arrival of the Lone Ranger to join the big parade of your favorite adventure and comic characters enjoyed each day by millions of readers of the Hearst newspapers. Look for the new daily adventure comic strip, The Lone Ranger, in your Hearst newspaper. Follow your comic favorite, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, the Katzenjammer Kid, the Little King, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All these and many other of your favorite comic characters are to be found in full color in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And look for the Lone Ranger daily in your favorite Hearst daily newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.